This is Brother Metter, and it's good to be with you. And I want to follow on with what we're talking about, and that's making the choice and making the decision to walk with God. But once you make that decision, this is what a lot of people aren't taught. They aren't taught a follow-through. They aren't taught there's decisions that have to be made and choices that have to be made that's going to move things in and out of your life. Because if you don't move the things out of your life that hinder you and hinder your time of relationship with God, and you don't learn to refine that time, and you get things out of your life, sometimes you have to get people out of your life. You have to get circumstance and situations out of your life that's going to hinder you from that walk with God that you desire. And it's not something you just automatically learn. It's not something that just happens. The Spirit of God begins to teach you, and it begins to show you what to do and what not to do. You know, when I come to the Lord, they taught us about conviction of the Holy Ghost. And they told us when the Holy Ghost or the Spirit of Christ or the Spirit of truth comes in, and you do something that displeases the Lord, then the Spirit of God is going to smite your heart, and you're going to know you've done wrong. And the greatest example I can think of is when David was in the cave, and Saul and his men come in, and he laid down and went to sleep, and there he was, right there in David's hand, and some of the men that was with David urged him to kill him. Said, well, man, the Lord's delivered your enemy into your hand, and David could not in good conscience put his hand to the Lord's anointing, but he did take his sword and cut off the edge of Saul's cape. But when he did, God's heart smote him because it was displeasing to the Lord. There is a working of the Spirit of God, and there is a conviction of the Holy Ghost that if you become a person of prayer and you stay in a relationship with God and you walk with God, that Spirit of God will grow strong in you, and it won't only smite your heart when you do something wrong, it'll smite your heart when you say something wrong, and even you can get to the place you can think things wrong. I've had God smite my heart because I allowed my carnal mind to think wrong things, and I had to repent, not for what I said, not for what I'd done, but for what I thought. And you know, David prayed in one place. He said, Lord, let the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart be found acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, for you are my strength and you are my redeemer. So God won't only deal with you on what you say and do. He will deal with you on what you think if you will become sensitive to the working of the Spirit and the leadership of the Spirit of God in your life. And that comes through prayer, it comes through studying the Word, and it comes through learning the working of the Spirit of God and learning to be led and learning a guidance and a wisdom of the working of His Spirit. You know, I want to go to Hosea, the 6th chapter here, and I want to read a couple of verses of Scripture. And this is what I was talking about the other day. And here Hosea saying, come and let us return unto the Lord, for he hath torn and he will heal us. He has smitten and he will bind us up. Now, I said the other day that this that's going on in the earth with this coronavirus is a chastening of the Lord. It's not wrath. It's not judgment. It's a chastening. And a chastening is a correction. It's an instruction. It's to bring you back in line when you've gotten off track. You know, it's in Psalms 119. I can't give you the exact verse, but David said, before I went astray, you afflicted me. So David was in that place that he started getting off track, and God started afflicting him. God started chastening him. God started trying to bring him back on track and back in line. So a chastening does not have to be a severe punishment. Like I said, it's instruction, it's correction. It's to get our feet back on the plain path. Solomon wrote in Proverbs, Lord, lead us. Order our steps, direct our paths. He said, if you'll lean not to your own understanding, that the Lord, but acknowledge the Lord in all thy ways, he will direct thy paths. So, if we want God to direct our paths, we got to learn to acknowledge him in all of our ways. But I think it was David prayed, Lord, lead me in a plain path. So, I want God to lead me in a plain path, and I want him to order my steps in his word. But this has come. All this has come to stand the earth still, stand God's people still, and bring them to a place of prayer, yes, but not just a place of prayer, but to come into a spirit in a place of prayer and pray for the unity of the faith to be restored. For the spirit of unity and for the unity of the faith to be restored. If you look in the Word in 1 Corinthians, the first chapter in the 10th verse, Paul said, there shouldn't be any divisions among you. There shouldn't be any divisions among you at all. You should have the same mind, the same judgment, and speak the same thing. So, it's time to start seeking God as a body to come into one mind, one accord, one heart, and to pray for God to put us in the unity of the faith and restore back the working of his spirit that we so desperately need to put the church back on track. I encourage you to take these steps in serving God and then do the necessary things in your relationship with God and come together so we can find that relationship that we truly need with God. May God bless you till our next broadcast.